If you're going to get dirty clothes ready to wear, you have to do the what?
Laundry.
Okay. And let's see. The laundry first. When you do the laundry first, you got to do what to the clothes?
Sort them out.
You do what?
Sort them out.
What's that?
Take the colored clothes from the white.
Oh.
And the clothes that fade from the white.
All right, I gotcha. Yeah, yeah, okay, and put them in different piles.
Yeah, put them in different piles.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you put your white in one lot and your colors in the other and your undies in the other.
Yeah.
If you got that many undies, but I never have that many. I always just put my undies, they're white. I just put them in with my bed sheet.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and then you do what?
I put them in the washer.
Okay, okay.
And put washing powder to Purex in there and let them wash.
Yeah.
I didn't used to do that.
What'd you used to do?
I used to put them on the back porch and then put them in the tub and heat some water with suds on it and pour it in my cold water on the tub where my clothes were soaking.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd put a big old pot I had out in the backyard bigger around than that.
Yeah.
And I had firewood under.
Oh, what was the pot made of?
Red, big old black cast pot.
Yeah.
Cast iron.
Yeah.
And then I get my white clothes and wash them and put them in there and punch them around and let them boil about 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Maybe longer. And I had to punch them with a punching stick.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then I took them out of the pot and put them in another tub. Then I'd carry water from a well, which I drawed water, and pour over them to keep them from getting soap stained.
Oh.
And then I'd rub my boys under my boys' blue shirts and blue jeans and my husband's overalls and things, and I'd get them ready and my girls' dresses and ram them down in the pot.
Yeah, did your husband wear overalls working?
Yeah, striped overalls.
Yeah, yeah. What did
The boys wore blue jeans.
Yeah.
Blue shirt. And I wore blue jeans and blue shirt.
Yeah.
Because I rode the color baby just the same as they did. After their daddy got disabled, worked, and he was disabled about 6 or 8 years before that fall.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, but I'd get on that. Me and my youngest son would leave home every morning before daylight.
Uh-huh.
We'd go down that highway whistling, and then by the time we got up there to harness our team up, we worked on the shares.
A team of mules. Oh, how many's in a team?
Two.
If you have four of them, what do you call
them? Well,
that?
My husband, I don't know. My husband, my son drove one team of mules and I drove the other.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And we made the crop
uh-huh.
for the last 5 or 6 years we lived on the farm.
Oh, darn. What kind of crop was it?
Cotton, corn, oats. But the cotton and corn's the main thing that we worked in, and arsh potatoes, sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
And boy, we raised them by the bushels.
Yeah.
And corn, we had a corn crib so full one time we couldn't get into it hardly. We had to put boards up there to open the door to get the corn out to get to our mules.
What's corn crib? Would you describe that for me?
It's a barn.
Uh-huh.
It's a great big barn. We had a great big barn.
Like big enough to walk in?
Oh, Lord, big enough to walk in. Honey, we
had big enough,
we
huh?
had we had four mules in that barn, and then we had a hayloft that we had full of hay.
Yeah.
Johnson grass hay that we'd made.
Where was the hayloft?
And then I had a cotton seed bin.
Yeah.
And then we had a corn bin.
All this in the barn?
All that in our barn.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And then they had a cotton seed meal. We had where we put a cotton seed in, which we fed our cows.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we had corn, which we fed our hogs.
Yeah. Was this in like a bin along the side or something like that? Or?
No, it's a great big barn, and then it's got these stalls built out in the hallway there to walk in.
Uh-huh.
We throw our corn, we put our corn in the trough there for our mules to eat.